Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Listening to Gated Community, where every single week we talk about the career of Gareth Gates with his biggest and best fans. Now, one of Gareth's biggest fans is Desmond Simons. Now, Desmond Simons, how are you?
Hello.
So what attracted you to the music of Gareth Gates?
I love Gareth Gates. I loved him on Pop Idol. I loved him. Everything he's ever done.
Oh, wow. Hold on a minute. This isn't Gated Community.
He's the same age as... Oh, he's 38. Huh. Sorry, this ruined your podcast now.
It's small screen noughties.
I loved it when he sang with the Kumars. Loved it.
It's still small screen noughties.
You're still listening to whatever you said at the beginning.
You're still listening to roll titles. Let's go. Hello, you're listening to Small Screen Noughties with me, AMJ, and this guy.
Hello, Chris Barnes. And if you're on Spotify, please give us 5-star review because it's gone down to 3. I'm not having this.
How's it gone down to 3?
I don't know. We can still blame the Trevor Feel Good podcast for making people think there's actually celebrity guests on when they're not. But also, it might be at this point that it might be actually our show. So please go to Spotify and give us some love.
Yeah, give us love. Give us love. We give you content. You give us love. That's how the world works, you beautiful people. How's your week been?
Sorry, that's out of 10 people that have voted. So I think the average is quite good.
That's not bad at all. I'll take that any day of the week.
All right. Now say your question again.
How's your week been?
Good. It's been good. Did you watch the coronation?
I didn't watch the coronation, no.
Oh, you missed the comedy event of the year.
What, a sweaty nonce wearing medals?
Blown of Benjamin was there.
What? Well, someone would have told me.
She was quite close to the front.
Wow. It's been quite the week, hasn't it?
You missed Charlie getting his new hat.
I did miss out on Charlie's brand new hat, which had like a kid's book, didn't it? Charlie's new hat that has adventures. And these adventures involve Gru and the rest of us out.
It was really funny because he had to unrobe himself, kiss a ring, be giving a globe that looked like something out of Monty Python that everyone pointed out, then put the crown on.
Yeah.
And then when it was Camilla's turn, it was kiss the ring, put the hat on. There you go. Go on, love. Sod off.
There you go. You've had your fun. We wasted our time on the first one.
I thought she should have done it hers first.
Well, save him for the headliner.
He's the headliner. He should be on last.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, a lot of old people would have loved the coronation. So I guess they wanted to get him on first so that they could go and have a nap or something like that.
Yes. You didn't watch any of it. You weren't curious. You thought, oh, I'll have a little look. History is happening on my television set.
Yeah, but it's not like the last. I was a big fan of the Queen. Like, I'm not a big fan of the Royals, but I was a big fan of her as a person. I just knew what was going to happen. It's like watching Titanic. You know the ending, didn't you? You don't need a backstory. Super privileged bloke gets new hat.
We're the only podcast talking about it and comparing it to Titanic.
It is exactly that, though, isn't it? You know what's going to happen, and it's very similar to that. And I don't know about you, and I'm not going to go into it. A certain prince turning up who has been connected with Prince Andrew. Every time I see him, I just go into a rage. I went to see the carriages. Like, I went to the Royal Mews a few months ago, and I wanted to push that golden carriage over and kick it to shit. Did you get these feelings when seeing stuff? I don't know. Maybe it's the working class inside of me.
Adam's a bit pissed off because he got arrested earlier.
I did. I got arrested for kicking over the golden carriage, which was ironic after the coronation.
I like the protesters was like, they're using like Face ID to try and find out who's been naughty. Oh, it's bad, isn't it? And if we've been really naughty, we might get a letter.
Not a letter. Also, I've not enjoyed the last week. Is everyone has thought, oh, what a great time to bring back Coronation Chicken. And I'll tell you something, Coronation Chicken as itself is great. Those sickos, and I'll say it again, sickos who put raisins in it deserve to be shot.
What's wrong with putting raisins in it?
Raisins in Coronation, it's not right.
Do you like raisins?
Yes, and I like chicken, never the two shovels.
It's like pineapple on pizza. I like pineapple. I like pizza. I like them together. It's fine.
I like pineapple on pizza.
Oh, some people don't.
I don't. I suppose it's an acquired taste. But then again, tell me something that's better than a cheese and pineapple hedgehog. Like the ultimate bliss.
It's only because it's shaped like an animal.
Change it up. What's your favourite animal?
It used to be Kermit the Frog, but now they've changed his voice and he doesn't sound like Kermit the Frog anymore. And I'm annoyed.
Cheese and pineapple Kermit. So, like, your next party, you come in, and there's, like, a green with just loads of them stuck in his head.
It's just going to look like he's doing... Oh.
You're thinking of Hellraiser?
No, where they stick the pins in you.
Acupuncture.
That's it. It's just like he's been acupunctured a frog.
Guess the joke with Chris Barnes. A brand new game show hosted by Bradley Moore.
Guess the joke. Almost did that at the competition. I saw that Johnny Vegas had this person... Once went up on stage and got halfway through the joke and said, I'm really sorry. I don't know what the punchline is, but I will continue. And he kept trying to talk and try to get to the punchline. And he still couldn't remember it. And then he remembered another joke. And then he forgot that punchline as well. And I almost thought at the competition, shall I just start setting up jokes and not doing the punchline?
I remember being in Edinburgh once and a certain comedian who renamed nameless went and had about 7 pints before a gig and then did said gig and just did all the punchlines but didn't do any of the setups whatsoever. And to this day, I think is the greatest thing I have ever seen on any stage ever.
Just say it was Adam Morrison. I know it was.
Oh, we all know. Yeah, but I don't know if he wants it out in the... He's quite proud of that,
he doesn't die that badly very often.
Well, he doesn't die like that. But no one had died like that ever. But he didn't care because he was that pissed. I've never seen that someone enjoy that as much as he did. He just didn't care.
He didn't know what was going on.
It's amazing. I'll have a few beers. I'll do some stand-up. It'd be fine.
So, with dishwasher, you have to put it... Oh, I can't remember how it ends. How's it end?
He generally... The highlight for me was when he said, them slugs have been back, before realising he hadn't done the opening bit to it. But I don't think he did. Oh, he's great. What a day. So...
Where are all the comedians laughing in the background? Were you there when this happened?
I was in hysterics, mate. I had to go outside for about 5 minutes to calm down and then come back in. Because there's nothing quite like it, is it, when you're watching it from the other side? Because everyone's experienced a death. But it wasn't even a death, because it's not... Is it a death if you haven't registered it as a death?
You know, there's that shit-faced Shakespeare in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
We should do shit-faced stand-up.
I reckon that could work.
the next Christmas do. Shit face stand up. Well, you're paralytic. You can't even stand up. Then you have to try and do your act.
It's, I think, the harp.
Not called the harp.
It was called the art restrung, weren't it?
Oh, maybe not. Or maybe we could get like CGI characters and make them fight each other. In Bamzuki.
Yeah. Can I just point out the clip that you showed me? You sent me it. You didn't come around and put on a projector or anything. But like before the show started, there was an advert for a show called Serious Ocean, where they wanted a group of kids to go to the Antarctic, and they were taking applications. And the presenter said, "One more thing: you need to be able to swim. Do not apply if you can't swim."
For 8 exceptional young people, could be you, aged between 12 and 15 years old, to take part in a brand new series later this year. The adventurers will head off on a voyage of discovery across the Pacific and around Cape Horn in South America. They'll be sailing through fjords and to unexpected islands to conduct research into penguins, the lovely seals and amazing dolphins. So if you want to bring out the explorer in you and think you can rise to the challenge, then here's how to get in touch. Go to our website, bbc.co.uk/cbbc, click on CBBC Shows and then click on Serious Ocean. The expedition runs between the 17th, runs from the 17th of November 2007, and you must be able to swim. That's really, really, really important. And remember, you do have to be aged between 12 and 15. The closing date is Monday the 27th of August 2007. Get in touch and all the very best.
But who's taking a load of kids to the Antarctic?
You have to take groups of kids on days out. Have you ever got there and gone, none of you can swim and we're at the swimming pool? Right.
No.
Home again.
I've never taken kids to... I'll tell you what, though. They love the sea. I think it's like crack to them. You sat there, like, just having, like, your sandwich on the beach, and then all of a sudden you have to go in the sea and be like, no, come back.
Have you ever ended up going really far out in the sea?
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought a rubber ring on holiday and we kept moaning we wanted to use it in the water. And then Dad went, go in then, go on. And we got in there and it blew us out to sea and some bloke had to rescue me and bring me back in again.
That's amazing. My mate Sam, the other day, was telling a story about how him and his nan went out to sea and it went too far. And they were like waving to the family on the shore going like, help, help. And they were just waving back like, oh, hello, hello. And like apparently some 9-year-old had to bring him back in. Great.
Trust the 9-year-old to be the lassie and know what was actually happening. Oh,
well, this is it.
They're dying.
Oh, they've got out too far. The sea. What a cruel mistress. A lot like Bamzuki. So the show started and I thought it's definitely the year 2000. And then Jake Humphries made an appearance.
He's the host, isn't he?
He is the host and he put in a good chip. I don't think he had learned how to host properly at this point.
What's he host? He hosts football, doesn't he now?
Football, and he has a brilliant podcast called The Performance Podcast.
Stop sending people... What? Hang on. That was one of your fake podcasts the other week. The Performance Podcast. Yeah. You said Performance Podcast.
Did I?
Have you? Yeah, you did when you talked about the West End shows.
Am I doing... Oh, God.
You said it was The Performance Podcast.
I've ruined it. We've come full circle.
I'll find the clip of you saying it.
Hello, you're listening to The Performance Podcast, the only podcast in the world that reviews every single West End show out of 20 and tells you what are the best ones to go and see. This week, we reviewed the East 17 musical just called Stay. And was it worth staying for the encore? Now, we've got the writer of the East 17 musical in the studio with us. How are you, Brian Harvey?
Hello.
Oh, well. You've learned a valuable lesson there.
I thought it was that week when you said, please welcome to the Leicester Square Theatre podcast with Richard Herring. I thought, that must be a real one.
To Wehelestapa. the Ian Wright podcast.
Yes.
Don't make no sense, does it?
Yeah. Or Welcome. Hello. You're listening to My Time Capsule with me, Mike Benton Stevens. Here today, I'm here with Chris Barnes. Chris Barnes, what do you think about time capsules? I like them. Right. Welcome to Small Screen 90s. Yeah.
Sorry. You say that, but like the difference would be I wouldn't call myself Mike Benton Stevens.
You would.
I wouldn't have any of it. You could do that. You go, you're listening to have a word with me, Dave Benson Phillips.
Hi. Fact, Hunter John here. The podcast is called The High Performance Podcast with Jake Humphrey. Glad we cleared that up. Now fuck off back to the podcast.
Bamzookies are basically the house robots of this thing.
Right. There was a lot going on this, and I had to do some research. Strap in, listeners. I, as you know, most of you know, I'm a working class man who fights for working class rights, but has been told for many people that he is not working class at all and actually middle class, but has slightly working class parents. Those kids on this, the minute, I'm from Oxford and I'm from Cambridge. I thought, I hate you.
The Gossip Girls.
And I thought, yeah, do you gossip? What do you gossip about? The poor and your privilege? Is that what you gossip about?
Glossy Girls, welcome to Bamzuki. Good to see you. Now, one of you's from Oxford, one of you's from Cambridge. Does that mean that we're going to see the cleverest zooks ever today?
Most definitely.
This reminds me of the Aardman film, Flushed Away, which was...
How?
Which was, the ambition of the show is quite good, but the technology isn't there yet for it to be good enough.
I see what you did. And also, it would have been better with plasticine.
It would be better with plasticine. How do they work? Are they animated? Because they sort of go, oh, this will be a fast one. I thought, well, how do you know? I think someone just in the computer went, yeah, they made that one fast.
But also, like, because you had to go online and program Yuzuki. Is that what it's called?
Yes, Azook.
So you're using early noughties technology to program Azook. So basically, it's robot wars. But imagine programming the robot, but when you're actually doing any of the tasks, not having any control of the robot and just running through the code and hoping for the best.
What I wanted to find was the blue screen of there being nothing there and the kids just yelling at a table. Come on!
Do you think it was just a projector then? Or something, because they can't just be yelling at a table.
I think they were just yelling at a table. They didn't, or maybe the screen was above them. They could see what was going on. But that table definitely had nothing on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thank you.
come back?
It was a weird old concept. A weird concept and make it, and everything looked very similar. And the first episode, because we watched two, listeners.
I gave up after the first one. I told you to.
Thank God it means I don't have to talk about the second one. Spoiler alert, the kids from Cambridge and Oxford won everything and the others won nothing because there was one point where they forgot to put on any legs on the back of one of the robots.
Are they robots? I don't know what they are.
They're Zookies. They are badly programmed, money for nothing, CGI animated.
Did you ever try and find to see if you could create one? Because I did, and I couldn't find it anywhere. There were links to things, and I thought that would just give me a virus if I download that. I wanted to find out if I could make one for the show, but I couldn't find one.
And just have it in it. I just didn't... It's a great idea, but as you say, the technology wasn't there. And also, in an ideal world, like, they would have been programmed in, so they're then put into the program, so then it's done nice and fair. Mm. But I don't believe, judging on how bad Walking with Dinosaurs looked at this point, that they had the technology for that. So what I think has happened, some kids have just drawn some CGI things, and someone's just animated it.
It was... Doctor? You know, he didn't have a doctorate. Mrs. Pop, Tiny Tim, Wiggly Wendy, and Rampage. You could tell.
Rampage was a robot, weren't he, from Robot Wars?
Yeah, I think he was. That's Jake Humphries just went to one of the teams and went, your designs are weird.
Yeah.
That's nice.
My favourite is Mrs. Pop, as she is so fast.
My favourite's Wiggly Wendy, as she's just the perfect shape for Zook.
I have to say, all your Zooks look weird. Mrs. Pop is absolutely massive. We'll have to wait and see whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But congratulations for designing such brilliant Zooks. Good luck today.
He asked one of the kids as well, how are you feeling, after he'd lost three in a row? And he went, well, obviously not very good. And I thought, that's when you know... And I don't think... I think he did this job because he knew better things was coming, old Jake.
Yes, he did.
You know when you do, like, a gig or something and you think, if I do this, then it means I'm in line for something good afterwards. And I think very much this was his style of presenting throughout.
This is... If I keep doing this, I'll be hosting Match of the Day 2 soon.
Well, this is it. Well, hopefully. I'd love that. You don't like football, though, do you?
No, not really. I didn't say I was going to watch it. Just saying he's going to host it. One of the kids.
One of the kids as well, like, where there was, like, the group of three who weren't the privilege, there was two, like, oh, we have a brother who we go to, and he helps us out with anything. And that kid looked like he was about 45.
Well, this kid can do... play the piano, he can do painting, he can play the guitar, he can do a handstand, which is very important when you're designing a robot, and yeah. we can do some ironing.
Yeah, when making a robot, he neglects to put legs on it.
But it did have legs, didn't it?
No, they had no back legs, and that's why none of it worked. And then they asked, he asked the Cambridge and Oxford one? Why do you think you did so well? Well, we just designed the robots for the tasks that were ahead of us. Well, yeah.
No, these lads were too busy coming up with the names, which was Bug, Grog, Sumo, and Spouse, which is a spider and a mouse.
Pretty clever, isn't it?
They took the afternoon off when they thought of that, didn't they?
They did. Sadly, they took the afternoon off and then never finished the back of the robots. Shall we call them robots? They're robots, aren't they?
But this game, all the skill is in creating it. Once it starts, it's like, it's random and... it's basically playing Deal or No Deal. There's nothing you can do to help out the Zooks.
You know when people say, like, AI is going to kill us all? I think we're all right.
Well, I downloaded some AI jokes and most of them were stole off the internet.
What jokes were they? Did you look and think, shit, these are mine?
Why did the chicken cross the playground?
I don't know.
To get to the other slide.
That's quite good.
Don't say that about the AIs because then they'll make more.
There's an AI listed to the podcast. AI generator and you listen to this, please give us 5 stars.
Why did the scarecrow win an award? Because it was outstanding in its field.
I think that's got a bit of dust on it, that joke.
I made a video about it and I said I think maybe that was in Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Why has Noddy got a bell on his hat?
Why has Noddy got a bell on his hat?
Because he's a cunt. There we go.
Why Noddy? Why of all the characters you could come up with from kids telly, the Wombles, come on.
No, Wombles have bells on their hats, so.
No, but the basically on the extinction march, aren't they, all the time, cleaning up all the rubbish.
I don't think that's how that... Is that how you see the Wombles?
Yeah, and then sellotape. They're gluing themselves to roads so people can't get through.
But a Womble would be meant... Could you imagine a Womble gluing itself to a road? It'd be painful. Pulling all the fur out. You're sick.
I'm sorry. No Wombles were hurt in the making of this film.
I like the idea also. Sorry. Someone from Extinction Rebellion listened to this and thinking, we need that mascot. Phone up Orinoco.
Well, you saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's
horrible what they did to animals.
It is horrible what they did to animals. Did you like it?
Yeah, I like right at the end when...
We're going to have to beep that out.
That's what I did it for.
You can't. Literally, I would upset any community if I think it's funny, but God help me, I won't go after the Marvel fan base. It's weird to see Iron Man back.
My joke always used to be with Joseph in a Star Wars film, which was Yoda turned up when he went to the toilet, and one film he does turn up in the middle. Spoilers!
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
So, there's Zook in a China shop.
Yeah. I wrote down China on my notes. I'm glad you've cleared up. That's what it was.
And they just knocked down stuff. Grog shit, I put.
Yeah. I also thought, like, when they were knocking down, surely the key for being a zook in a China shop would be to avoid the obstacles.
Yeah, it would have been to knock them all down.
But I reckon it's harder to program that than it is just to knock everything down.
Apparently the team were yelling out, Grog, you are the man. They were yelling out.
And then later on, Jake Humphrey said, well, he wasn't the man, was he?
Boys, no. What can I say? Sean, throughout that, you were shouting, Groggy, you're the man, but on this occasion, he wasn't, was he?
No, I'm afraid not. It's one word, luck.
And then they did.
Sorry, he was.
He was. He was thinking about that.
Thinking about that lucrative match of the day job. In the
match
distance,
of the day, too.
Staring outside the window of the studio, and instead of seeing the sun, just seeing a massive football.
When Gary Lineker got told off for writing those comments on Twitter, he was the only person DMing him going, keep going, Gary, keep writing them so I can have your job. Come on.
Come on, Gaz. Come on.
Have a go at Labour as well. Go on.
Tick all the boxes. Bring up the Wombles. Mention the Wombles.
I'll keep your seat warm, mate. I'll keep it warm for you.
Oh, mate. How many times do you reckon that's happened in the past where someone's just constantly been like, do you know what, mate? I think you should definitely go ahead and do that.
Are you... What are you staring at? Oh, sorry, that was the table.
the table. I thought
what are they looking at?
Just crazed at how technology works. I think it's a projection. Have you been to Dover Castle?
No.
No, this would be new to you. So in Dover Castle, they've got wartime tunnels. Mm. And on one of those, they have a downward projection of what happened at the Battle of Dunkirk. Now, I thought, hold on a minute, this is very similar to Dunkirk. Not the idea of the show we watched, but the projections used. I'm not saying there was big bugs there. It would have been terrible. But it looked like there would have been a down projector, like, on a table, and then they would have just been like... But then again, those kids, I don't know, were they just clapping to an empty table?
Yeah, touch screen.
Did it, though?
Well, I don't know, because they were going up and going, we have that one, we'll press it. And then it went off. But maybe they didn't. Maybe they were...
Just a projector.
Maybe there was a man just going, right, I press the button and put the cross across now. You've used that one.
Do you reckon when they were commissioning this, they were in the CBBC office and everyone was there. Otis Yarvark, who is now head of BBC, was sat there, go, we need ideas. And someone said, I'd love to do this show, but we'd have to do it in the future. And he went, no, we'll do it now. And then people's like, the technology is simply not ready to do this. And he was like, no, we're definitely making it. It looks terrible as well.
It's a bit like the 2005 series of Doctor Who. When it came out, everyone was like, it's got CGI graphics. It's really good. And you watch it back now and go, oh my God, it's not even rendered.
It's not even rendered. But like, even if it was rendered, it'd probably make it look worse.
This is the reboot of the CBeebies. which was it's a good idea, but the technology's not there yet.
It's an odd one, isn't it, CGI as well? Because like it either, if you look at the two that stick out for me, if you look at Paddington or you look at Rocket Raccoon, they look absolutely brilliant. They look like they're in the scene, you feel emotions and stuff. And then you look at other CGI in the same year, anything in the film Aquaman.
Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear, you think, maybe not have had that Monday off. Do you know what I mean?
So they did hurdles where they made him run across hurdles, and they did the weakest zook where they had to pull a bit of into a wall, and one that didn't run into a wall would end up in a pit.
I thought that was kind of a bit weird, because I thought they were pushing the wall to push the other one. I don't know, it just...
Yeah, I didn't understand what's going on.
I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't understand how they weren't controlling them as well. It's like Robot Wars. I've said that already, but it's like that if they're taking out the element of controlling anything and the fun of we've made this. And it's a lot of, like, I don't know, even the kids on it as well, we're all just, oh, bless them, they're only kids, but bloody hell, if you were to watch the episode afterwards, you would watch a bunch of kids who are all sprinters, who got their inspiration from one of the kids who broke the school running record after 20 years.
Oh, I did see that bit.
And then I thought, oh, wow. I don't like that. I don't like it when someone who is in like doing sports and is into like athletics then gets into nerdy stuff. I'm like, this is our territory, mate. Fuck off. It don't feel right.
I like this show because it was 15 minutes long.
Like it because it's 15 minutes long. Not as much as Jake Humphrey liked it for being 15 minutes long. Because he phoned it in for exactly 3 minutes and then completely zoned out. Even him staring at the camera at one point was going, am I doing this? Am I looking at this table with these things? And they all look like bugs.
Everyone had been watching too much Bugs Life and thought, let's just make a bug.
I had a weird dream last night because I've done a lot of gigs and I've been working quite a lot recently. After I'd watched this and walked back. And then this dream I had was like, all of a sudden I was outside in Winnipeg, never been to Winnipeg, and I looked at the stars, and all the stars turned into zooks and started attacking me, and I had to have a massive fight with, like, CGI monsters. And then I woke up for a piss.
Have you been watching Race Across the World?
No.
Oh, that's in Canada.
I've been watching Racist Across the World, where Nigel Farage goes around the world
being racist.
What he thinks of them. We're not having a pop at you, Nigel. It's low-hanging fruit.
So, what would you give this?
I'd press the delete button.
Oh, come on. You've got to give it something.
I've got to give it something. I just do not know how this was made and showed to someone in CBBC.
200 points.
No, someone must have shown you this. You know, like before you like do something going, what do you think of this? And someone went, yes. Now, that person was either pissed or just didn't care or was on the last day of the job. I'll give it 200. No, I'll give it 175.
180.
I'll give it 190s, and that's only because it's got Jake Humphries in it.
You just made it higher than what I said.
I did, because I'm changing my mind, and I'm giving it that, because he went on to have a good career afterwards, and he saw it as a stepping stone. Because he saw an opportunity, mate, and he took it. No one else would have hosted this. They would have walked away. But even though he phoned it in, there was times I was looking into Jake Humphrey's dead eyes. Dead eyes. He was still there. He still turned up and hosted a show that no one would care about. And I guarantee no one has mentioned this for about 5 years. Not even the kids on it. Because why would the Cambridge and Oxford people mention this? They're busy earning loads of money and screwing the rest of us over.
Even Miles Jupp, when he's in Barrymore, he didn't phone it in. He was there
That was not a stepping stone. Balamori is a credited piece of work for everyone.
We do Balamori next week.
No, we're not doing Balamori.
More kids shows, come on.
No. This 2000s was a weird time for kids shows.
The only problem with these kids shows is that we never watched them. We've not got the nostalgia for them either. We're like, what the hell was this? If we got a little kid on from the 2000s, he'd go, I love this. This is my favourite show.
I don't think he would. I think there's that weird time where the BBC were trying CGI and everyone knew it looked a bit more crap to the rest of it. It was around the same time of what was that other one on ITV that we need to do? Primeval.
Yes.
Remember that? Remember yeah. that going, we have the technology, we just don't know how to use it.
We don't have the scripts either, I don't think, with Primeval.
And I mean, like, someone plays Turok Dinosaur Hunter, then all of a sudden that comes out. Just saying.
So let's...
What were you agreed on?
Oh, sorry, 190.
Yeah, I think that's very high, but let's...
Well, in the old days, that would be high. Nowadays, that's right at the bottom of the leaderboard.
Because there's a changeover. Have you noticed where things were funny in the 90s because they didn't know how bad it was? But yes. Now it's like, oh, this is crap.
So let's
lock
it
in. Was
Bamzuki.
I was going to say Kabuki.
Kabuki.
It's a nightclub, I think, in Sheffield. Also, in other news, did you see Mr. Blubby on Britain's Got Talent?
I did, and I was wondering, who did Noel Edmonds agree to this? Did they ask for the copyright of Mr. Blubby? Why is Mr. Blubby pretending to do a magic trick on Britain's Got Talent?
I loved it. I think it was absolutely brilliant. Like, the idea... One, he buzzed himself off at one point and just gunging Simon. And the look on his face, he hated every minute of it. Have you ever been gunged?
I haven't been gunged, no.
It's quite the experience, especially if you don't know it's coming.
Almost like watching Bamzuki. So bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.